Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
I'd like to talk to us on what I tried to help from above in your lowest point. Help from above in your lowest point. Help from above in your lowest point could imply receiving help from God when all hope is gone. Number one, it means receiving help from God when all hope to get help is gone. Some people have gotten to the lowest ebb of their lives. Every point they had hope has failed. So they are frustrated. Help from above could mean receiving help from God when all hope is gone. It could also mean help when you can't help yourself. Help from above in your lowest point, number two, means receiving help from God when you cannot help yourself. If you haven't gotten there, you will get there someday. There is no man on the earth that has enough to help himself. All the money put together in this world cannot help the man who has it. Because somewhere along the line, he will face the things that money cannot handle. Receiving help from above in your lowest point could be receiving help from God when you can't help yourself. Your lowest point could be that time that your best cannot change your situation. And I know that there are men and women that have also gotten to the point where the best of their effort couldn't do anything to change their situation. They said people should go to school and earn good certificates and results, and you have done that, but the best of your certificate still haven't changed anything around you. They said if you could get through to that man or to that woman or to that office, you will just be fine. And you know what you went through before you got through. You got to the office, to the man, to the woman, and your best effort still couldn't change anything. Your lowest point could be that time that your best has not changed your situation. Help from above in your lowest point could also mean the help that comes from God in the evening time of your life. The help that comes from God in the evening time of your life. The evening time of your life is that time of your life that things are no longer certain. You are not sure anymore. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible said the evening and the morning were the first day. It is even good that your evening comes before the morning. Because for a lot of persons, they enjoy the morning first before the evening. So help from above in your lowest point could mean the help that you get from God in the evening time of your life. It could also mean the help that you get from God when you don't desire it. Help from above in your lowest point. It could mean help when you don't desire it. There are times that you don't feel qualified to ask for help, so you couldn't ask for help, but yet help came. You never believe that help will come, so you didn't bother asking for one. When they needed me, I was not there for them. So now that I need them, I don't think I have the moral justification to ask them for anything because I wasn't there for them. And suddenly, the help shows up. Help from above in your lowest point could mean help when all parameters are against you. Help when all parameters are against you. The odds are all against you. And there are times like that in life that nothing seems to work in your favor. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 27, the Bible says, and when the sun and the moon, neither the stars, didn't show up anymore, all hope to be saved was gone. And every man had to pray his last prayer. Those who had meal to eat, Paul said, they lost the appetite to eat because one thing was certain, that every man was going to be drowned deep in the sea because the star, the moon, and the sun, they couldn't see anymore. But Paul stood up and said to them, God said to me this night, there shall be no loss of life. And he said, be of good cheer. So help from above in your lowest point could be that help that comes from God when everything is against you. Is there anyone under the sound of my voice that it appears as though everything is against you? Nothing is actually working for you. Men are against you. Situation is against you. Decisions are against you. All the parameters are at odds with you. You will receive help in the name of Jesus. Your lowest point could be help in your moment of discouragement and hopelessness. The moment of discouragement, every true champion got to that junction where you felt like going back, where you felt like there was no point continuing in this journey. You got to that point where you believed that there's nothing more in the future for me. This thing isn't going to work again. All signs are pointing to the fact that it has come to an end. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But in such a moment, God shows up and brings you help. Somebody here, in that moment of discouragement, help is locating you in Jesus' name. Let us read together James chapter 1, verse 17. Psalms chapter 75 verse 6. Psalms 127 verse 1 and 2. James 1 verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Is from where? Not abroad. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Let me pray for you. Whatever is good and perfect, let it come from above for you. So if a man there tells you, you have offended me for that reason, nothing good will come your way, tell the person that every good and perfect gift don't come from me. It comes from above. And if I have favor above, I will have good gift. If it comes from the earth, it's not perfect. If it comes from man, it can't be perfect. But if it comes from above, it is tailor-made for you. It's customized for you. If it comes from above, it fits you, it suits you. I pray today for someone under the sound of my voice, let the things that befit you, let it come. Let your Samuel come. Let your Samson come. Let your double boat come. Let your breakthrough come. Let the testimony that your name is appended to it come. Let your kind of job come. The kind of house that you believe God for. The kind of breakthrough. The kind of promotion. The kind of car. The kind of open door. Somebody let it come from above. It
comes from above.
It doesn't come from Asorok. It comes from above. Every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father above. Let's finish the reading. It said, from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. He doesn't change. He's not a variable God. There are men who will give you promises and raise your hope only for them to dash your hope without apologies. There are men who will say to you, don't worry, the job is already yours. Only for you to appear and they say to you, I'm sorry. I had my relative who had no job, so I said I should consider him first. But with God, there is no variableness. What he was yesterday, that is who he is today, and that is who he will be tomorrow. If he says he will help you, he's going to help you whether you are tall or short. If he says he's going to help you, he's going to help you whether you meet the qualification or not. There is no variableness with him. Psalm 75, verse 6. We're looking at help from above in your lowest point. Psalm 75, verse 6. For promotion. Everybody say promotion. Now, is there anybody that doesn't like promotion? When a single man or a single woman gets married, that's promotion. When a man who used to earn 1,000 begins to earn 2,000, that's promotion. When somebody moves from a smaller apartment to a bigger apartment, that's promotion. When you can begin to afford the things you never could afford before, that's promotion. And he said, for promotion, cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Where does it come from? Verse 7. The Bible says, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Do you know why the north is not mentioned? Because Mount Zion is in the side of the north. That is the headquarters of God. So every time you talk about the north in the Bible, it's actually the side. So promotion doesn't come from anywhere else. It comes from God. I'm excited to know that God is the judge, not my head teacher. God is the judge, not my mathematics teacher. God is the judge, not my chemistry teacher who looked at me and said to me, you can never become anything. God is the judge, not my landlord who looked at me and said, when will he ever be able to build a house? God is the judge, sir. Sir, God is the judge, not my medical doctor who told me I have 2 months to live. God is the judge. That's my excitement. God is the judge, not the woman who looked at me and said, I can't marry you, you mean nothing to me. God is the judge. God is the judge, not the man who looked at me and jilted me. God is the judge. And because God is the judge, he knows how to raise men up. Help me tell your neighbor, God is the judge. Oh, God is the judge. Men may have judged you wrong, but they are not the judge. God is the judge. They say, with the way you are looking, I don't think you will ever get married. Tell them God is the judge. With this result, nobody will employ you. God is the judge. God is the judge. The Bible says he knows how to set men up. And he also knows how to put them down. Psalm 127, verse 1 and verse 2. Help from above in your lowest ebb. Help from above at your lowest point. Accept the Lord. Build the house. Accept the Lord. Build a life. Accept the Lord. Build a business. Everybody say, God is a builder. Come on, let me hear you say it. Say, God is a builder. And you know what every builder has before he begins the building is a plan. There is no good builder that starts a building without a plan. Every good building has a plan, true or false. And the Bible says, I know the plan that I have towards you. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked, but in vain. Verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early and sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. You see, when you take God out of the equation of your life, life will only amount to a rat race with so much frustration. People wake up early, go to bed late, and yet they are still not able to make ends meet. I mean, how many times do you not wake up and worry, and yet your worry has changed nothing, except the Lord build the house. This month, God will bring help to you in the name of Jesus. As far as the subject of help is concerned, listen carefully. Is it that you look up or you look down for it? As far as the subject of help is concerned, it is either you look up or you look down for it. Now listen to this. Write it down, don't forget. The direction you look for help will determine, number one, the quality of help that you receive. I said, as far as the subject of help is concerned, it is either you are looking up for help or you are looking down for it. But the direction you are looking for help will determine, number one, the quality of help that you are going to receive. Number two, the direction you are looking for help would determine the durability of the help that you are going to receive. Number three, it will determine the scope or the extent of help that you can have. I'll repeat it. As far as the subject of help is concerned, it is either you are looking up, you are looking up for it. David said, I look up to the hills, from whence cometh my help. It's either you are looking up, and when you look up, it means you are looking to God. And when you look down, I will tell you what it means. So, you can look up for help, you can look down. But hear me, the quality of the help you are going to receive, the durability of the help you are going to receive, the extent or the scope of help you are going to receive, is a function of the direction with which you are looking for the help. So, number one, the quality of help is a function of the direction you are looking for. The durability of help, how long the help you are going to receive will last, is a function of where you are getting the help from. And the scope, the extent to which help you receive is a function of the direction. Now, the choice is yours. Either up or down, you can get help. I like this. The choice is yours. You can get help up. You can also get help down. But whether the help you get will be good enough is a function of the location that help is coming from. Some of us have got help, but the help was not help enough. There are times that someone is looking for 100,000 and all you can get is 5,000. Is it help? It's help, but it's not good enough. Praise God. And the reason you got 5,000 instead of 100,000 is a function of where the help is coming from. Because a man who cannot provide 100,000 cannot help you with 100,000. Have you ever seen a father complaining hunger to his young child? Praise God. A father is hungry and he goes to his 10-year-old son and said, "My son, I'm hungry." It doesn't happen. The son is equally a human, but the father knows that he's the wrong person to ask for help. So whether up or down, you will get help. But whether that help will be good enough for you is a function of the location from which you are getting the help. Some persons have decided to get help down because they are thinking that waiting to get help up will take a long time. After all, the distance between up and down is too far apart. So let's get help down. So they have decided to get help down. Such people will back up their claims and they say such things like, "After all, the devil you know is better than the angel that you don't know." Have you heard that statement before? If you're a believer, change it. There will never be a time that the devil will be better than an angel. There will never be a time. I refuse the devil I know. I would rather wait for the unknown angels, because angels will always be better. So those who seek for help down, they find a way of backing up. Some will tell you the Bible says heaven help those who help themselves. I don't know the school of theology they attended, because that one is not in the Bible. Job said, "I will wait until my change comes." This kind of maxim is the reason why people settle for less than they were created. It's the reason why men have decided not to be patient. But can I announce to you that the car that you have not yet bought will be better than the one you are buying now? Houses that were built 15 years ago are out of fashion and tune today. People are building more modern houses. For the path of the just shineth brighter and brighter. Your tomorrow is better than your today. Praise the Lord. No matter how logical this may sound, it is near insanity to believe and to reason in this way. This is because, like I said, there will never be a time that devils will be better than angels. To look down for help will imply these four things. Write it down. To look down for help. Remember, I said to us that as far as the subject of help is concerned, it's either you are getting it up or you are getting it down. Now, to look down for help will imply, number one, you are looking on man. Can man help? Yes, man could be of help. But if all your help is coming from man, then you are going to be disappointed someday, sometime, somewhere. To look down for help will also imply looking on earthly systems. Let me tell you the frustration that men have had with other men. John chapter 5. The Bible said a man had been in that place for 38 years. 38 years waiting to be healed. But every time the angel comes down to trouble the water, he said, "There is no man to put me in the water." How long will you wait for man and yet you are still failing? How long will you depend on the man who told you he is coming and yet never showed up? But you are still waiting. To look down means to look on man. And let me tell you that no man can help you above his ability. No matter how a man loves you, he can't take you and place you in his position. If a man becomes a manager in a company and wants to help you, not for the position of a manager. Amen. No, not for the position of a manager. He's going to help you with something lower. No man is selfless enough to want to raise another man above himself. Have you seen any such person? No man is selfless enough. There is an element of selfishness created by God inside every man that will enable that man to continue to succeed until life is over. And that element of selfishness is okay. And so that's why it is not too good to depend only on man for help. Because men have failed. And men will see fail. Because it's not in the capacity of man to help always. Don't look down for help. The Bible says, there was none to put me in the water. When the water is troubled, where are his friends? In Acts chapter 3, you hear a story of a man who was born crippled without the ability to walk. He had some friends. Oh, nice friends, nice friends, nice friends. You know what the friends would do for him? They will carry him from his house every day to the beautiful gate and dump him there. And then go to their works and then come back. When the day is over, they convey him back to his house. That was the best they could give to him. That's the help of man. The help of man is vain. And I pray that somebody here, you will experience the help of God. I don't know whether you have ever met anyone that gave you so much high promises, but at the end he failed. Not because he wanted to fail, but system failed him. But I have a God that when he makes a promise, his promises produces the promise. Because every word of God is creative in power. God does not depend on the price of oil in the market to decide his budget. He has nothing to do with how much exchange rate is. He makes his promises based on his capacity. 38 years, constant disappointment. But one day, help from above came and said, "Man, wilt thou be made whole?" And the man said, "Let me tell you my story. I've been here for 38 years. And every time I attempted to enter this water to get here, another man stepped in ahead of me. Another man will always be faster. Another man will always be more qualified. Another man will be more handsome. Another man will come with a written note. Another man will come with a commendation. Another man will come with a stamp. And they will keep me aside." And Jesus said, "Carry your bed and walk. I have decided to be your man." Today, somebody go back home with God as your man. Go back home with God as your man. There is a man. You know, one day Joshua was prostrating on the ground while they were to confront Jericho, and a man showed up. And when Joshua looked up, he saw a man that was dressed in the regalia of a soldier. And Joshua said, "Who are you? Are you for us or against us?" He said, "I have come as the captain of the Lord's host. I have come as the captain of the Lord's host. I have come for anyone here that have been fighting battles that you don't know when it will end. Receive the captain of the Lord's host." Looking down for help, number two, means looking on earthly systems. What do I call earthly systems? Jobs, business, company administration, structures. And I tell you, there are some very wonderful systems. Oh, there are some places you walk and they make provision for everything. There are companies you walk, you don't bother about healthcare. Your healthcare is taken care of. You don't bother about your children's school. They say just list the number of your children and the company will take care of their schools. You don't bother about transportation. They provide vehicles, both private and buses. You don't even bother about food. They present you meal ticket. Good systems. But do you know that as good as those systems are, they don't last forever? When they have used you for 30 years, they will compulsorily retire you and say, "Sir, we no longer need your services." And when you are retired, they withdraw the things that they give to you and hand it over to another person. But there is a system that works. If you go to Sokoto, it follows you. If you go to Enugu, it follows you. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, but God was with him. Joseph was taken to prison, but God was with him. I pray for you. May you carry a mobile divine help from now. Earthly system There are men that have looked down for help only on earthly system. Do you know that you can buy a brand new car today and insert your key tomorrow and the car fails? Is it possible? Brand new car. But you want to start it? It does not. Or you start it while on the road and the thing stops you. And sometimes people wonder, this brand new car, that's the earthly system. It can fail at any time. That's why my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest faith, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I've seen systems that used to work before that have crumbled. Have you gone to companies that used to employ thousands and now the company is moribund? Shut down and all the employees sent home. It used to be a system that everybody wanted to identify with, but it has failed. Looking down will imply looking on human arrangement. Number three, looking down for help implies looking on human arrangement. There are good fathers that made arrangements for their children even while they were still alive. Good fathers. The Bible says a good father will leave an inheritance for his children's children. Oh, some human beings are wonderful. They know how to make arrangements. Put this together, just like some politicians do today, that they store in money for their grandchildren yet unborn. Human arrangement. When I leave power, this one will come in. When I leave, this one will come in. Human arrangement. When you look down for help, you are also looking on human arrangement. But the truth is that somewhere, oh, thank you, Jesus. One day, Joseph became the prime minister in Egypt. And because he was the prime minister in Egypt, every shot in Egypt was called by Joseph. And Joseph talked to Pharaoh. The Bible says, it was Joseph that said to his brethren, go and tell my father that God has made me a father to Pharaoh. What an arrangement. God has made Joseph a father to Pharaoh. In other words, whatever I tell Pharaoh, that's what Pharaoh does. And Joseph is appealing to Pharaoh, I have a father who is predominantly a shepherd. And Pharaoh said, get them. And they brought Israelites, 70 of them in number. They entered Egypt in the convoy of Pharaoh's chariot. They landed in Egypt with honor, with pomp, with glamour. Everybody knew that the prime minister's family have come. And they gave them the best part of Egypt. They stayed in Egypt, multiplied, built houses, married wives, and raised their children. But the Bible says, one day, the Pharaoh that knew no Joseph came, and all the human arrangement failed. Joseph placed everything in place for the continuous enjoyment of his people. But one day, the Pharaoh that knew no Joseph showed up. Please don't look to human arrangement. Look to God, because when you look to God, he can always place a human for you. When God is involved with your life, even Satan can support you to succeed. The Bible says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Moses was supposed to be killed by Pharaoh. But God made an arrangement that Moses that was supposed to be killed was saved inside Pharaoh's house. He ate Pharaoh's food and grew up. Number four. When you look down for help, it implies that you are looking to the devil and his agent. And quite a number of persons have also taken to this option. They look to the devil. I have waited for God long enough. I don't think I want to wait anymore. Looking down implies looking to the devil. And of course, a lot of persons have looked to the devil and said, give it to me. I will know how to wash my hand and use it. Now listen, the common denominator for any help that is from these four sources I have mentioned is that such help is never durable. Such help is not dependable. Such help will not always be available. And most times, such help will come with very stringent conditions. When you look for help from any of these four sources, on man, on earthly system, on human arrangement, on the devil, the common denominator is that most times those help are not durable, they are not dependable, they are not always available. Always, almost all the time, they come with very stringent conditions. Have you not seen people who got money from the devil and they can never use that money to help anybody? Praise God. But looking up for help will imply looking to God. And any help that comes from above is above all the negative threats of the help that comes from other sources. For whatever is from above is above all.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.